A warm welcome to everyone. Here's the ITB Travel Hero podcast. My name is Markus Heller, and I'm very happy to have a very special guest today with me on the microphone. Just two words, I'm managing director of Dr. Fried & Partner consulting company in Germany and Europe. And on the other hand, I'm part of the board of experts since 2 years for the ITB, and therefore I was happy that we were able to have very good filled congress room on the blue stage on the first day of ITB. My special guest today is Dieter Janacek, tourism coordinator of the Federal Republic of Germany. Very warm welcome to you.
Hello, Mr. Heller. Nice to meet you again.
Hi, yes, we had a very good talk during the ITB already, and it was very impressive when you told us what the Federal Republic of Germany is doing right now in the tourism business, as well as planning for the next few months. But let's have a little feedback on the ITB. How were your impressions?
Well, it have been 4 intensive days for me. So beginning at the Monday event evening with our partner Oman, who presented itself very wonderful, I would say, if there are options to be sustainable in tourism, is also very pronounced. Then we had a lot of meetings and talks about several destinations from Brazil to Indonesia, and also the German DZTs, or the German Central for Tourism, which presented our country as a very diverse, ecologically orientated, and also cultural heritage-rich country. So tourism is back. Tourism in Germany is growing. That's good signs for all the business. And on the other side, customers expect sustainable offers, sustainability, not only as a talk, but also as doing in tourism branches.
So Do you take any kind of impressions in terms of how will tourism in Germany and all over develop within the next few months and perhaps also years? What is your gut feeling?
So the numbers are good from 2024. They're still rising compared to the last year. So tourism is really on a good back trip here in Germany after the COVID crisis. And also the question will be, how fast can we digitize, innovate in this sector, because we are an aging population. So we need people who love to work in this sector, which is a wonderful sector, but it's also important to be very, very open to new workforce from other countries, so that we bring, the sustainable tourism project that Germany is aiming for with our national strategy on tourism, which we have. So sustainability is a key issue for us all.
Sounds really good. So you said you've been there in Berlin on the ITB for 4 days, were quite stressful days, as I guess. The big final of the ITB was probably not for everyone very nice. Have you been affected on the strikes and on the last day of ITB, or what is your opinion about this, where we also had a picture in the world we showed?
Yeah, we had a very unfortunate situation on the last day of ITB, where we had this double strike from the air transport and also the train transport in Germany. So that was not easy. It was not a good showing for Germany in the world that nothing happened anymore for the people who wanted to leave the ITB. So some had to go a day earlier. And I think we really have to address these people who strike, and also those in the Deutsche Bahn who are making the offers, get together, get your stuff done, because this is critical infrastructure and we need this for tourism sector. We need this for the people who do their everyday work. We need this for international visitors. And we also need clarity that if you come to Germany, then you can get around and not stuck.
I mean, one point was German Rail. The other point is all the different colleagues working with the Lufthansa Corporation. I think there we see also some strikes coming up. Do you have an opinion on this?
Well, I will have a meeting in the next days with the leaders of tourism industry in Germany, and we will discuss the whole situation, because it brings uncertainty for the sector and also for people like to make holidays, for example, now in the Easter holiday season. And if you have a strike possible every 2 or 4 days, that's not a good situation. So we can only address to those who do the strikes that they also have a responsibility. Also, these companies who are involved, that they get in for solutions, because we need a solution now to have a certain atmosphere for travelers, and that has somehow been lost in the last month, and that's not a good situation. Well, we're not the only country in the world who has strikes, and it's a right to have a strike. But if it's so massive, it's such a situation like ITB last day, it also has effects on GDP and many people and businesses who also have negative effects. That's not a good thing. Yeah,
sure. But I think everyone is very happy then that the awareness of all the effects on the whole industry is clear with the government. And so therefore, thank you very much from our side, from the business side, that the government is also thinking about what can be done. Another point, Mr. Janicek, we had on Friday National Day for Women. Now I would like to ask you, what is your impression on the situation of women in the tourism sector? Do you have kind?
Well, globally and also in Germany, women are the backbone of the tourism industry. Without women, nothing is working, actually. But women are not the ones who are the leading top decision makers in tourism industry, also in Germany. So there is something we have to be aware of that is has to get better. So we have to have the fair share of women in the tourism industry in all processes. And that's why we also invite now a women's network in the next weeks to the ministry and like to talk about strategies, how to we can be more aware of women effectiveness in tourism industry. So because it's still a very male business in many sectors, and it has to become a male and female business, and we still have a path to go. And maybe other countries like the Scandinavians, they are further on the front than we are, so we have to learn and accept that there is still some things to do, that women get stronger in the tourism sector, and that's something I'd like to support very much. Yes.
Do you think that the government will have some ideas about a kind of framework where it does help women to get in good positions as well?
Well, we do some things. For example, as we do have quotas when you get to the decision-making processes in big companies and also in the government itself. So the German government, for example, has a half-half proportion of women and men. It's also right that we have some programs within the ministry to feature women especially. So there are some programs, there are some quotas, there are some measurements, but in the end it's also a question of the mindset of men, actually. So we try to raise awareness to the issue. It's an issue for the business itself, but it's also an issue for the question how we will present ourselves in the future. And as I said in the beginning, women are the backbone, the key asset we have in this question of more growth, more sustainable perspective. In the tourism sector, you can see this worldwide. When I talk, for example, to Indonesia, I had a young woman who was representing Indonesia from the ministry, and she was also telling me how important it is for many countries in the world, also Asian countries, that they bring more gender equality to their sectors, because it's important and brings sustainable approaches to this.
Yeah. Sounds very good, and gives me the feeling that we are on a good way in the tourism sector, and thank you for this. What you're promoting here sounds quite interesting. So I would have another point I would like very quickly to discuss. This is, what do you see, or which role do you see for tourism in terms of cosmopolitanism? How important is the tourism industry in this matter?
Well, tourism can be a peace bringer in the world. So, and if there is no openness to other cultures and to other people, there will be no tourism. So we have to bring this together. So we have to be an open-minded, welcoming nation, and also a world which we're aiming for to cooperate, and tourism can help. So I have a lot of bilateral meetings at the ITB, and also I go to European ministers' meetings, and it's always a sort of diplomacy, that's the right word, diplomacy for my work, but it's also for businesses, for people to get a better sort of understanding in a time where there's a lot of polarization, unfortunately, and that's not a good thing, which I said also in my opening speech on Monday at the ITB. So tourism is the one, maybe the one sector of all who brings openness together in the world and brings more cooperation. And so there's a chance in that, but we have to promote this value of openness, of being a world where we respect each other, not fight each other.
This brings me to the question. I mean, Germany was very well known for decades as a world champion in tourism. So bringing most people in the outbound way to other countries. Do you think that you and your government will support this as well so that the Germans can travel and, let's say, do also a part for bringing peace in the world?
Definitely, we want to make travel easy, not difficult, but we have also a responsibility for the climate effects. So it's true to say that a long flight is not good for climate change. But as there is an answer, so sustainable aviation fuel is something which we push very hard in other nations. Brazil, for example, they told me, also try to push very hard. So there's a technological solution, hopefully, in the future, but we have to get speed on this. So we have to get faster in finding ecological solutions. On the other side, the question of how we bring people together, people coming to Germany, we are a wonderful country, people like to travel to. On the other side, Germans like to travel to Europe, to all places in the world as they can and like to. There's also the chance to bring sustainable measures in hotelery and the question of bilateral cooperation. So I would think that tourism is overall a chance to get to a more peaceful world and also to bring sustainable measures in cooperation with other countries. So yeah, it has to be reflected. Still going on by plane is not the thing to save the climate, but on the other side, we want to meet each other in the world, so we have to find solutions on that.
Mr. Janicek, when you came into your job and when you started as a tourism coordinator of the Federal Republic of Germany, you established a kind of platform we may also join with you. And so therefore, my question would be, it's called the National Platform for Future of Tourism. If you tell us a little bit about this platform and exactly what you just said, there are some initiatives started already just for sustainability questions, as well for digitalization, as well for any kind of competitiveness. How is your impression how this platform is going on?
Well, we never had something like this in Germany, an innovative platform to talk of the future issues. And I think that's important and it's working to talk about how can we digitize faster? How can we find measurements in sustainability that people can trust? How can we find more cooperations between businesses and also destinations to maybe get more of a workforce from other countries into Germany, which is a German interest? So Uzbekistan, for example, Kazakhstan are countries where German businesses go and go combined and try to find people there who want to work in our country and maybe they come back later and work in their country. So sorts of cooperation. And also we have some special issues in Germany. For example, the cycling business. The Germans like to cycle a lot. We are cycling nations. So how can we get better cycling passes? Or walking is also something we like to do. How can we get the train connections between the countries better? Because it's easier to book a flight than to book trains often between several countries, night trains. So there's many issues. And I think what we try now is to find an innovative pathway to something new in the tourism sector in Germany, because we have to innovate as others also do.
Very well. Thank you very much, Mr. Janicek. It was a pleasure to have you on the microphone here. And thank you for joining us on ITB as well as in this nice talk we just had. Thank you.
Thank you so much and have a good day.